to being a soloist, and just all of you guys think about that a little bit. And then maybe let's just trade forwards and then take the hit out or something.
Yeah,
we're just playing through the tune.
Right? So we're playing through the tune, but all of you guys think about places where you can be on either the and of two, or maybe in certain places lock up on the and of four to kind of delineate form.
Okay.
So right at the top, one, two.
Thank you.
oh, you're gonna do it all wrong, but I'm not gonna do it. Ah, now we're gonna do it together. It's like this, yeah. It's like common rhythmic vocabulary. It really makes a difference, and you know, it feels great even if you go to a jam session and you're playing with other people that are also familiar with that type of big band repertoire, or you know, any of the compers of jazz history that kind of rely on those types of figures, to all of a sudden come out in the same place in a figure and realize, wait, oh yeah, we both listen to that kind of stuff, so this is gonna be right. So yeah, that was fun.
That's cool.
Yeah,
and I mean that's mostly true for pianists and drummers, I'd say, but bass players, it's good to know about these things,
yeah,
so that you can kind of lock in every once in a while.
I know with guitar, I used to do that a lot.
Oh really?
Yeah, but
yeah.
I think it's probably the same as with a keyboard.
Yeah, I mean guitarists have that same thing, and yeah. You play jazz on guitar?
No, I used to play
okay.
Jam band stuff.
Yeah, so in that case, the places where you lock up together are gonna
yeah.
be different, but it's the same concept at least.
Makes sense.
So we
yes.
Oh, by the way, I checked the room schedule and there isn't really anything on Wednesday evenings earlier than 9:30 anyways. So unless we can figure out another room in this hallway to